Shalom to all. Today we're going to Yushalma Yuma Parakeh in the middle of Halacha Dalet and the Oizbah Shus Davit on Lam Gimel Amud Aleph about 9 lines in at the 2 dots with the words Nasim Kli Kodesh Shalsech Kli Choyl and the article Shus Daf it's about 12 lines in to Lam Vav Amud Aleph and today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara says Nasim Kli Kodesh Shalsech Kli Choyl. Let's say he takes blood from a carbon and pours it from the Kli Kodesh, the Kli Shares that Kabbalah was done in, and he pours it into Kli Choyl, just a regular Kli, not a Kli Shares. Pasal that passels it. If Zerika was done with that. Now, what can we learn from here? Ha, Mikli Kodesh, Sechli Kodesh, Loi Pasal, that if you poured it from the original Kli that the Kabbalah Saddam was done in into a different Kli, and then Zerika was done with that other Kli, that doesn't Pasal Adam, even though it's in a totally different Kli. Now, Amr Chaga Kun Rabbi Yosa, Masnisa Amr Kain, our Mishnah says that. What does our Mishnah tell us? Iyur Dama Pyro Sech Dama Sawyer. Then I'm Kippur, when he has these two bloods, Dama the Pyro and Dama the Sawyer, he pours from the Dama the Pyro to the Dama the Sawyer, and even though this is not the original Kli that the Dama the Pyro was in, it's now in a brand new Kli, there's no issue and still for Zrika, for Hazah. Have the Gemara asked Machma Amino, what do you learn from here? That's at least blood being poured into other blood being mixed up together. But that which we just quoted, that Nasim Kli Kodesh, L'Soich Kli Kodesh, blood from one Kli into a totally different Kli that's empty, that's not a riot, that's okay. So Rav Mun explains slightly differently. Namely, let's say that Midama Par Shehu Male, L'Soich Dama Sa'ir, Shehu Reikam. Though let's understand the Mishnah as pouring from the Dama Par into the Dama Sa'ir, which is empty. What does that mean? So Lashon of the Mishnah is that he pours from the full one into the empty one. And from what is understanding that to mean is that since we have two kalim with blood, Dama Par and Dama Sarir, the Dama Par is a lot and Dama Sarir is a little. So in relation to the Dama Par, the Dama Sarir is considered empty, and so we see the Dama Par is being poured into, so to speak, an empty Kli, and nonetheless, everything's fine with it, and there's no problem. It must be that we originally said is true, that when we have regular blood from a carbon, and we pour it from that Kli into a different one, which is totally empty, that's also fine. Now Rabbi Yisro Bun, he explains slightly differently, it's still a riot from the Mishnah, he just explains it a little differently. That he pours from the Dama of the Par into the Dama of the Sawyer, and that's full. From there, he then pours them into a different Kli and mixes them together, so they can be completely mixed. So here also we see that both the Dama of the Par and the Dama of the Sawyer is actually being poured into a totally empty Kli, that's again to mix them very well, and there's no problem with that. Nothing more asked me, how do we know that these two bloods have to be mixed together? And that's because Talmud the pasuk says, "V'lakach midama par midama sayer," and he shall take from dama the par and dama the sayer. What do we learn from here? Bezman chein muravin that teaches us that they have to be mixed together. Ask the Gemara, who says Yochum mizemifnei atzmi mizemifnei atzmi? Maybe when the pasuk says midama par midama sayer, that means each one separately has a zah done on the mizbeach hazav. So therefore, Talmud we have a different pasuk that says v'chiper arna kanoisav achas bashana, an iron shall be mechaper on its horns. That's referring to the mizbeach hazav once a year. What do we learn from here? Achas bashana who mechaper v'in mechaper shtaim bashana. He only puts blood on the horns of the mizbeach once a year, not twice a year. That's mashma that we have to have the bloods mixed together, and only then it's applied to the corners. Ask the Gemara who says, "Oy neymar dam hapar achas bashana loy shtayim bashana." Maybe the pasuk means to say that the dam hapar is applied to the corners of the mizbeach once a year and not twice, and the dam asayir is also done once a year, not twice, and that it's not done together. So Gemara says, "Tani Bishmol Bishmol teaches the pasuk tells us midam chatas akipurim achas bashana yichaper olvu dereisechem," and from the fact that it says midam chatas akipurim, that's mashma the blood was mixed together. And we learn from here, achas bashana hu mechaper ve'in mechaper shtayim bashana, that this kapara, meaning this application on the mizbeach, is done once a year, not twice a year. And again, as we just said, since chatas akipurim is mashma that the blood was mixed together, that mixture is only done once a year, and that's a raya. Now we have another discussion. Hakol moedim b'sheva hazayis shel maton shutzarich laharos. Everyone agrees with the 7 hazayis that are done below that the blood has to be mixed together. Because the pasuk says sheva v'loy arbas, right? It doesn't say 14. This has to do with the machlokes regarding the matan dam on the horns and the mizbeach. If it's done with each blood separately or with them mixed. As this member tells us, that regarding the blood application done on the top, on the flat part of the Mizbeach Hazav, everyone agrees that the bloods have to be mixed together for that, because again it says Sheva and it doesn't say 14, so the bloods have to be mixed together and then the 7 applications are done. I know we have a number of similar cases. Lamed Gimelon based on top of the Gemara says, Kilo Midam HaPar, pay attention to the Yersa change, Umidam HaSa'ir, B'Shloisha Kaisois, he caught the blood of the Par and the Dam of the Sa'ir in 3 cups. So for example, one cup or one pitcher caught the blood of the par, and then 2 pitchers caught the blood of the sire. And what was his intention with this? One of them was going to be used to apply al habadim, which is the one inside the kodesh kedashim when he stands in between the poles of the aron. The other one was going to be towards the pareches, and the third one was going to be on the mizbeach hazav. The question is, which one of these pitchers needs to be mixed with the other one? Because again, in our example, we had one of the par, but 2 of the sire. So which ones of the sire is being mixed with the one of the par at the end of the whole hazah process. However, the Gemara asks on this case before even answering the question, Yesh adam chashiv chatzi kapara? Does a person think, meaning does the person do half of a kapara? How could this even be possible? We said there's one pitcher of par and two pitchers of sa'ir. And it seems to be the way at least the case was said, is that one pitcher of the par was being used for ben abadim, and then the two of the sa'ir were being used for the parechas and zbech hazav. But we know that all the bloods have to have all these applications, and the way we described it is just a chatzi kapara. How could that be? The Gemara says, you're right, alakeni, this is really what we're referring to. Kibel midam hapar b'shloisha kaisais, umidam hasair b'shloisha kaisais. Both the dam hapar and sair were caught in three separate kaisais. Litein me'echad al-habadim, u'me'echad al-parechas, u'me'echad al-mizbech hazav. Cup number one was going to be used for the one in the kodesh kedashim. Cup number two is going to be the one towards the parechas. Cup number three is going to be the one on the mizbech hazav. And here's the question, which one of them needs to be mixed with the other one in order to do the last blood application? And so this, to flick the Reb Zeir or Reb Hila, it's machlokes Reb Zeir and Reb Hila. This spot we have machlokes. Hey, girl, shleisha zugos, litin me'echad al-habadim, me'echad al-parechas, me'echad al-mizbech hazav. Let's say he made a gairel. He drew lots on three pairs of goats. We know that there's usually just one pair of goats. One is the sar la'ashem, the other sar la'azazel. But for whatever reason, they did three gairelis on three pairs of goats. The blood of one of the sar la'ashems was going to be in the kodesh kedashim al-habadim, the other was going to be towards the parechas, and the third was going to be for the mizbech hazav. Now here's the question, ezmehen mishtaleach, which one of the other three goats is going to be the sar mishtaleach, the sar la'azazel? So Reb Zeir Amar, he says, the pasuk tells us lechaper olav, and what do we learn from here? Es shu mechaper by chaveri mishtaleach, es she'en mechaper ein chaveri mishtaleach. The goat which is used as the kapara, as the sar la'ashem, so its counterpart is sent out, but if it's not used as the kapara, its counterpart is not sent out, and we'll see in a moment which one this is referring to. Now Reb Hila Amar, he says, lechaper olav, when the pasuk tells us this, what do we learn from here? Es shu gaimer by kol kapara, chaveri mishtaleach, es she'en gaimer by kol kapara, ein chaveri mishtaleach. If this goat, the sar la'ashem, that's used as the conclusion, that's the end of the kapara, so then its counterpart is sent out, but if it's not used as the conclusion, so then its counterpart is not sent out. And so finally, we have a clarification. All three of them are sent out, because all three of these goats, Lahashem, their blood was used as part of the kapara process, so all three sar la'azazels are going to be sent out. Only the last sar la'azazel is going to be sent out, because it was the last sar la'ashem that completed the kapara. And now we bring that back to our original question, v'hacha, so too over here. All three pitchers of blood have to be mixed with each other because all three of the par and all three of the sire were used for the kapar process. This one in the kodesh kedashim, that one towards the parechas, and another one on the mizbech hazav. But all three of them were used. The only ones that need to be mixed together is the one that had the hazav done from it, and that's the last one of the par and the last one of the sire, and not the first two. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with similar discussions. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.